If you poke your head into room 36 at the Humanities Building at Ashland High, they'll say you'll find a 30-year supply of trophies, banners, and awards. They symbolize team and individual achievements at state and national debate tournaments over three decades. Room 36 is where Ashland speech coach John Treadway has set up shop. It's where Treadway has molded both gifted and ordinary students into one of the most powerful high school debate programs in Oregon and in the region. More to the point, one of John Treadway's former students, a Stanford University grad, said this about the magic his old teacher created in Room 36. "Every time I walked through the door," the student said, "it felt like something amazing was going to happen." Amazing indeed. Ashland High debaters have won 10 state championships, more than 1,200 individual blue ribbons, and 105 berths in national tournaments. Today, if you sneak into Room 36, you'll see Mr. Treadway's debaters preparing to win their fourth consecutive Oregon State Championship. This time, the Ashland debaters have a special desire to win. In June, Mr. Treadway will retire and move to Florida. When he empties his desk and leaves Room 36 for the last time, Treadway will close a career that cannot merely be measured by trophies, but rather by the number of teenagers he's turned into critical thinkers. The human consequences of Mr. Treadway's work will continue to branch out over the years, doubling and redoubling until they're large enough to change the world long after he's gone. I know John Treadway, although we've never met. He's Keith Clark and Della Bell, two teachers who enlarged my life and sent it on a course I could not have imagined until I entered their classroom. Those teachers are a major reason why I became the first male in my family to have graduated from high school, much less college, or to have entered the United States Congress. We owe our thanks to John Treadway and master teachers like him everywhere. And we owe it to ourselves to ask this. In this era of shortened school years, out-of-date textbooks, growing class sizes, and pathetic teacher pay, how do we expect to attract future John Treadways to the classroom? This is Les O'Coin.